Welcome to the Drop Pod, a Warhammer 40K podcast. I'm your host, Garrett, and Blake is my co-host. He's here.
Yep.
We're just going to be diving right into the fucking trenches.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend. But before we do, got to do some catch up. My Night Force, my 2,000 points, is like finally like entirely painted and fieldable.
Nice.
Spent most of yesterday just like, I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to try some NMM. On that Inquisitor that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
Came out half decent.
Yeah, good.
Turns out it's kind of fucking hard, but so be it.
Yep. No, it looked good. I'm excited to see the whole thing put together on the tabletop.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a journey.
It has been a journey. So I think Knight's going to be taking a break for a little while after this, because I need to paint something else.
What are you going
to
go into? Terminators?
Probably Space Marines, although, dude, I'm thinking about just getting some orcs because, like, Codex is coming out, and I want more Meganobs.
Yep.
Turns out, 4-up funeral pain on 2-up save, 3-wound models.
Pretty good, yeah.
Pretty fire pretty, for 2 rounds.
Yeah, pretty good is, yeah. I thought it was coming out this week, but I guess it didn't. I went to the store yesterday, and I was like, oh, can you guys get the book I'm in town, or, you know. Can I get it? He's like, it doesn't come out today. Oh, well, that's good news. That means I'm not going to get throttled next weekend using custodies because I don't think we'll audible on the day of release. Maybe they will.
Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, I doubt it. There's no way. So what are you painting?
Oh, man, I have not touched painting. Actually, no, that's not true. I did a lot of like airbrushing, just like I have like old vehicles from when I was a kid. You know, the Imperial Guard. I've just been airbrushing them into terrain.
Nice.
So just kind of doing some, like, just beating them up and then just kind of making them look a little smoked out and ruined.
Yeah.
So I just did a lot of that.
It's pretty fitting where anywhere there's an Imperium army. It's like,
yeah.
So Space Marines here. Guard was here first.
Yep.
Got fucked up maybe a little bit.
Yeah. So I've got I have an old Hellhound and Basilisk and Lame Rust that I just basically sprayed the color of, like, my small, like, guard kill team and I've just been beat the shit out of it. So, yeah, it was. Nice. I don't often get a time to the kids were playing and just was like, I'm just not going to sit there and just watch them. I'm going to actually do something productive. So, went off on the side while they were playing the playground and just went to work with an airbrush outside. It's always fun when you get a few minutes like that.
Yeah, nice.
I like airbrushing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. There's something like satisfying about
watching
it like happen. I don't know why, but there is.
Yeah.
So, dude. So you know how people always say they have like. A hobby injury, you inevitably cut yourself at some point on accident, whatever. Dude, I got a 1-up for everybody.
Oh, God.
I was sitting there painting something.
Yeah.
And something rolled off my desk, landed in between my legs. So I closed my legs to catch it before it went to the ground. And it was my hobby knife.
Oh, fuck.
Perfectly sideways. Just sank it right to the hilt in my leg.
Nice, dude.
Like, whole thing. I was like, wow, all right.
Fucking hurts.
I was like, dude, it didn't even hurt that bad.
Yeah, it's because it's so sharp, like, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I expected it to hurt more because it's definitely the worst stab wound I've gotten.
Well, that's, I guess, a good thing, too.
3/4 of an inch probably deep, and then, like, I don't know, 3/8.
What do you do? Just throw some super glue right on that and just call it a day?
I pulled it out, went and looked at it. You could, like, pull it apart, look in there. Didn't hurt that bad. I mean, it kind of, like, stung a little bit, but. Put a bandage on it, dude. It's mint.
Perfect.
Some Neosporin on there. She's fucking mint, dude. Almost closed right up.
Perfect. Yeah, I guess nothing else needed.
Yeah, I heal like a fucking Space Marine.
Apparently.
Yeah. But what else?
I'm not really.
Well, I hit my head the next day, and it hurt way worse, dude. Way worse.
What are you? You always run into shit between that and the.
I know.
That and the 2x4, whatever you guys are working on, the shin thing.
Oh, yeah, that was brutal. That was worse than both of them. And shins fucking hurt for some reason.
Was that when you were you telling me with that part when we were with Park on Discord, or was that something else? Because I'm pretty sure there was some other catastrophic injury you had while doing timber framing. Probably.
Maybe. I was kicking something to move it, like a block.
Yeah.
And I was kicking it pretty hard, and then I went to go kick it one time, and I just moved a little bit, and my shin just hit another timber and stopped before I hit the one. I was like, oh!
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
That'll do.
We gotta do it. Is this gonna be just the death of the podcast after this episode?
I don't know. It's worth calling. Maybe. It's worth having to talk, though.
Yeah, there are some insane takes out there. So I think, like, we just got to do it. Like, what do we can't not talk about it.
Right, exactly.
We got to do it.
We got to do it. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It's the 10,000 having women.
The 10,000. The brotherhood of demigods. As it was.
As it was.
Not anymore. No longer the brotherhood of demigods. Guys, just war in the Middle East. That's just another fucking day.
Yeah.
Presidential election, dude. Fucking boring. Who cares?
Yep.
Conflict Eastern Europe, dude. Again, who cares? But female custodians?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Grab the fucking torches and pitchforks, dude. We're heading to fucking Nottingham.
It's so true. The Reddit is nuts. The Reddit is crazy. Nuts. I was rolling my eyes at it, like, when it first happened, and then tried to, like, you know, mention to my wife, and she just obviously didn't care. And I'm like, I just can't scroll through one of my favorite Reddits because it's just... Non-stop, just a different take on it. And I'm like, I just want to see some really cool custodies or maybe a cool list here, like, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
But let's talk about it.
Yeah, I want to just go over, like, I have 5 points I want to keep everyone in mind.
Yeah.
Or have everyone keep in mind. None of this really actually matters. It's all, like, 100%. A made-up story about toy soldiers. Yeah, so keep that in mind. None of it actually matters. But on the other hand, within 40K, like, what is 40K without the lore? It is the greatest part, and none of the rest of it exists without the lore.
Right.
Like, you don't have the models, you don't have the paints, you don't have the game, you don't have any of that shit. So lore is the foundation of 40K. Games Workshop is a publicly traded corporation. A humongous fucking company.
For what it is.
Makes a ton of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, multi-billion dollar company.
That sells plastic toys.
Yeah, so you have to look at... When you're evaluating, like their decision-making process, it's all through the lens of how do we make more fucking money?
100%.
Every single thing is like that, especially, like, large decisions like this one, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Is this political? I don't think the decision itself is political. Like I said, it's all about making money, but it has been influenced politically, obviously.
Yeah.
Female custodians wouldn't have been a thing, and they weren't a thing 20 years ago when they had a good chance to, like, write that in when they started the Horus Heresy.
Right.
But now... Because they feel like the discourse has shifted. Obviously, there's some sort of pressure on them to make this a thing.
Yeah.
So it's just the prevalence of identity politics and just modern politics and just the absolute hellscape that it is. They've sort of capitulated.
You know, there's no right answer. That's the thing. Like, you can't have, and, like, that's why I think preference is important here. Like, this is our takes on it and our opinions on it. Like, I don't, at the end of the day, for me, I don't really care where it is or, like, what is what. Like, it doesn't change how I'm going to interact with it, but I definitely have some issues with how it was kind of implemented. And again, like, it just seems more motivated by catering to an audience or expanding an audience than protecting a, you know, a substantial portion of our lore.
Yeah.
Or of their lore. It's not ours. At the end of the day, it is their IP. Yeah. But
it is their IP, but who's it for? It's for us.
Right. Yeah, that's a fair
take. And everybody. That's for everybody. My last point is, Blake and I were just regular Joes. We're just regular dudes.
Yeah.
As I've said before, who enjoy 40K. We're not radical. I'm not woke. I'm not racist, bigoted, misogynist. I'm not a fucking member of the patriarchy. Although, you know, people out there, just for my disagreement with female custodians, not even with them existing, with... More so with how they veiled this out, like, unrolled it and integrated it. People, like, will legitimately think that I am misogynistic, a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not those things. I'm just a dude who likes 40K.
And again, like, that there's, like, we both think there's a lot of representation in 40K. And that's what we've always said, that one of the best things about 40K is that the representation is, I don't care what you are or aren't. You got to survive. And, like, there's crazy nuns, there's fucking crazy zealot marines, there's, you know, a communist faction, basically, in the Tau. Like, I mean...
Yeah. There's two factions of straight-up all chicks.
Yep, yeah. And there's... And again, like, I've always appreciated, and, like, the idea that, like, identity politics, the universe just didn't have time for it. It just didn't care what you were, left, right, or... You know, gay, straight.
Yeah, left, right, center. Yeah, no matter what you were, it's like 40K something. And it's like
40K never sucks cared.
That it has to include, like, it's Modern Politics is being inserted into
right.
40K. So yeah. We did a fuck ups and fumbles controversy episode 2 weeks ago, dude.
Yeah, ironically enough. Yep.
And here's like one of the biggest ones of all time.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say that too. Like we were talking about like major retcons, and like this is kind of one of those where they just I mean, that's my thing with it. It just, I don't know where you want to start, Garrett, but that's just where, like, that's the part that kind of gets me the most.
Yeah, I like to say, okay, first of all, if you've been living under a rock, I feel like if you listen to this podcast, you probably know what's going on. But for the one person out there that doesn't know what happened, Custodes Codex, and I can't believe we found out on, like, embargo lifting day for content creators. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe we didn't get this before that. But anyhow, basically, there's a short story in the Custodes Codex about a custodian whose last, obviously, crazy long name. Last name is Kesh, who's a chick. She's on this planet. She's in a Blood Games. Or, sorry, she's on a ship. She's in the Blood Games. It's orbiting Terra. She's about to exterminate as Terra as a part of her Blood Games, which I don't think she would actually do because that would kind of defeat the point of it. Right. But anyhow, she's stored at the last moment by Alaris Custodes teleporting onto the ship and stopping her. And people are like, whoa, like, this is obviously a female custodian. Like, what's going on here? And basically what happened was, as GW released a tweet that said, you know, as for female custodies, there have always been female custodies since the first of the 10,000 were created. So I like to say, we got Palpatine, dude. They Star Wars the fuck out of us. Yeah. You know, somehow Palpatine returned. It's like, they were always, like, somehow female custodians are female.
But it hasn't been. Like, that's not the reality.
Yeah, that's, yeah. They just have not been until that one story.
Yeah.
Like, it's the only example.
And that's kind of the bullshit behind it. Like, it's their IP. They want to write it in, but put some damn effort into it. And don't do this, like random tweet that's just like, yeah, no, they've always been there. How dare you not know that? Like,
yeah,
okay. Like, I guess the fans who have read every book and know everything are just, they must have
missed that chapter. You missed it. Yeah, so it's kind of mind-blowing that we got a fucking tweet. That's how female custodians came to us, basically.
Right.
It was a short story, which was albeit pretty cool. But we got a fucking tweet, dude, out of a multi-billion dollar publicly traded company whose foundation, I mean, what is 40K? What is the GW without 40K in its lore? Not that, you know, custodians are the end-all be-all of the lore. But what is it? And then it's like, oh yeah, this is a tweet. So a tweet should suffice. Yeah. Sorry, an X now. Yeah, an X.
Right. Sorry, so, Elon. No, you're listening.
There, yeah. It reminded me of that that meme that's like Earth from space, and there's two astronauts,
mm-hmm.
and one's holding a gun to the other one.
Yeah.
And one's like, wait, custodians are female? And the one behind him with the gun's like, always have been. I need to make, because I haven't seen it. I'm surprised I haven't seen that one yet. I should probably make that.
Yeah.
So.
I think the hobbyists and modelers, painters kind of a, like, I could definitely get behind the aesthetic of a female custodian. I think there's a lot of potential, like a more slender, taller, Sister of Silence with the kind of custodian's armor and vibe, but like, you know, a little more like, not less chunky, a little more, you know, feminine. I think,
like, live looking, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of really cool aesthetic for that, but that's kind of the point. No one's stopping someone from building an army like that and just saying it's custodians. I just don't think that they needed to just like jam it into it. And it's like, yeah, no, there's always been women within the 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, so I'm on the same page. I don't have anything wrong with female custodians because I think the Emperor made them. They're like, yeah, custodians predate Thunder Warriors. They predate Space Marines. They're like the OG of the Imperium's warriors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Emperor, like, oversees their, or when he was not a corpse on a chair, he was overseeing, like, the creation of every single one, had his hand in all of them, trying to make them the unique individuals that they are. So, if, obviously, at some point, he crossed the gender gap, right? And made this thing for everybody. So, I have no problem with that. I think that the Emperor could definitely pull that off. It's just, like, the general presentation and disrespect of all, like, decades of books and fucking artwork and shit,
mm-hmm.
that this does not exist. And they're like, oh yeah, by the way, I think it's just like cheapens the setting. I've complained in the past about Primarchs returning. As cool as the models are, and I love them. They make a ton of money for Games Workshop. It cheapens the setting. Like, characters don't die, dude. I would love it if they just fucking killed Marnius Calgar.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of sucks, dude, that I don't get to use the model. But guess what? They also just fucking deleted half of fucking people's Sigmar armies or entire Sigmar armies. So if they delete one model and say, hey, you can still use him, but technically in the lore he's dead. Who cares? That'd be so awesome if there was actual stakes to it.
Yeah.
And I think it cheapens the setting when they don't do that. And it really cheapens the setting when they fucking change decades of lore with a fucking tweet.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
It blows my mind.
It is insane.
And like, that's the part that I'll just, I cannot get over. Like, the backhanded comment of like, or like,
oh,
way
yeah.
they did it.
By the way.
It's just like, again, and that's the other thing too. Like, you would think, right? And they know what they're doing, but you would think, if you're going to do it, just steer into the damn rut. Like maybe have a Warhammer community post about it, talk about it, explain it, give a few paragraphs about, you know, where the gaps are. And then, even better, release a damn model. Like, you know, make a shield captain as a female, right? Like, just steer into it. And, like, but nah, like, they give the book, they announce a box, they go in there, they go away, shut the door, wait for it to get out, and then send a tweet and go, yeah, no, what are you talking about? I've always been there.
Yeah, like, what? This is news to you? I think in the multiverse, that doesn't obviously exist, but let's pretend it does for a second. In the multiverse, in all of the multiverses where we get female custodians and they exist, this is the worst fucking iteration of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually. This is, we don't get any cool stories like other retcons do, because that's one of the arguments that people on the other side of this. You get retcons all the time. Like, why are you complaining about this one? Well, we do complain about retcons sometimes, so we can complain about them how we feel we want to. Also, a lot of the other ones have, like, good stories and like justification for it.
Right.
And they get models and shit. This one is the worst iteration of all of them. We get one little short story. It doesn't explain female custodians or anything like that. It doesn't explain their absence before this, why they don't appear at all.
Right.
And I guarantee you, we don't get any fucking models for it either.
Right.
It's like just a total disaster through and through.
And it's just to it's just to cover, like, I personally believe they have been considering in this lore, where can we add women into a, like kind of the Emperor's Warriors, like Space Marines or Custodes, or, and I think that ultimately they said we have to do Custodes because there's just, it's probably the easiest jump. Like, Space Marines might be too difficult.
Yeah, and they've recently doubled down, I think, on their not being able to create female Space Marines, but it's like, how much can you take their word for it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they just changed Custodes with a tweet, so they're going to change. He could make Custodes female. Why can't he make Space Marines female? Oh, he was wrong. That piece of lore is wrong. They can always change it. And I'm just worried that this is like, we're going to get Star Wars again and again and again. They take this like beloved IP that people have, and it gets almost too big for its own shoes, and the corporation wants to make it open for everybody, and we're going to lose the grim darkness. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose what makes 40K, not instantly, not right now, but in the years to come, maybe it's decades, we lose what 40K used to be.
Yeah,
and the grim darkness, the uniqueness that makes it so fucking awesome.
Yeah, and I've been telling people about the Warhammer show, and I'm like, this, if they do this show right, it's going to be relatively uncomfortable in moments, because that's the genre. Like, it's not meant to be clean and safe and you know,
should be comfortable to consume. Like, I feel like there should be moments where you're like, oh fuck, dude, like, I want to look away a little bit.
Yeah, and like that, but that's what drives the story. Like, I mean, at least like that's excuse me, that's kind of where I was like, I'm kind of like disappointed, just because like that was the best part of the lore for me. Like, I never had to worry about like anything other than the fact that it was all about for the Imperium to survive. I mean, Hive Cities are like, most of Hive City residents don't give a shit about the Imperium. They're just trying to make it through the damn day of work.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah, and the powers that be will gladly sacrifice them at the drop of a hat.
And it's never said, well, like, the, you know, we're more protected. Everyone's a working class. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's no like protected class in Hive Cities. And like that, again, it's just, you don't have to worry about thinking about that. And that's kind of where I'm like, ugh. We're just jamming this in. And it's like, and it's the same, you know, I've read comments on Reddit, and it kind of stand by it. It's like, Like, okay, so are they going to just inject men into Adeptus Sororitas now? Like, is that the game we're going to play?
Yeah, where's our Misters of Battle, dude? That's the fuck.
Like, but
nobody wants that.
But in the same argument of like a lot of posts on Reddit where it's like you should just be like okay with this and like okay, well then how about they just do the same thing across the board? Adeptus Sororitas can also have men in it. Always been the case.
The question, why do you care so much about it, is like, okay, why do you want it so bad? Like, it's kind of a dumb question.
And
why are you so okay with it?
Right. And like, I explain, like, there are avenues to get this in this space, to feel like you have, like you're represented, right? If you really want to get involved in painting women and playing with those models, you've got Sisters of Silence, who honestly have are pretty aesthetically close to the Sisters of Silence. And you have an entire, you know, the entire like clergy of nuns that you can paint and build up. And again, aesthetically, make really beautiful. I just don't understand why they had to jam it in there. Besides, like, this is the only place where they could put it.
Yeah. And I don't even think they really had. This was the problem. They knew they had to put it somewhere. They thought they did.
Yeah.
And there was no way within the existing lore, which is why this sucks so bad, to reasonably add it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just no way for them to like write a story, because the Imperium, we don't even know how custodians are being made anymore, because the Emperor used to do it himself, and now it's probably a degrading technology or method, and just making one is a fucking miracle in and of itself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's no way anybody in modern 40K is discovering a way to make female custodians. Like, it's just not happening.
Yep.
Not because they don't know how the innovation itself, not that no one's trying to innovate, it's that innovation itself is frowned upon.
Yeah, right. Right.
So it's a completely different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was one of the problems with them trying to put it in. They didn't have a real way to write it in. And my hypothesis for their decision-making is probably something like this. This is me just totally spitballing. Is they're looking at their growth as a company, and they're gonna be entering this humongous space on Amazon. Like, I feel like it's sometimes underwritten how big this is
for the
if they
IP,
have a show on Amazon. Because if it's good, which I want to talk about the Fallout show at the beginning, well worth your time if you haven't watched it. Totally banger.
Yeah,
really good.
Loved it.
So imagine if the Warhammer 40,000 show receives similar praise from critics and just general viewership.
Right.
This shit could like explode. How many people are going to be looking at 40K?
Mm-hmm.
I think the calculation Games Workshop made in this decision was, okay, the people that are going to be angry about this are either actual misogynists or whatever, don't like women or whatever, and they're gonna leave, so they don't really care about them leaving anyhow. And then the people that do that, like us, that disagree with it because of the way it was handled, are so into 40K that they're not going to leave over something like that's really this trivial.
Right.
And on the other side of this, there are people out there, because of the unfortunate prevalence of identity politics, that through whatever future little snapshot they're going to see of Warhammer 40,000, like maybe it's a teaser trailer for a show or a movie, because we know they're doing both shows and movies, or it's like a piece of artwork or a little short story or something. And these people, as fucked up as they may be, are going to look at it. And this is like a check in the box. It's like, okay, is there a female? Is there a black person? Is there an LGBTQ+ person? And if it doesn't fulfill those criteria for these people, they will make a value assessment of this thing, this whole thing, in like 30 seconds and say, oh, it's not for me.
Yeah.
Not interested, because it doesn't check all these boxes.
Yeah.
So I think their calculation is that, you know, in the long run, this may help bring more people in than it's going to kick people out.
I think I was thinking the same thing. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think this is a calculated move for the show. They are expanding their audience, and it's important to check off like certain boxes, like you said. And again, that's fine by me, but whatever. It's not my IP. And I know the IP is for us, but like, if they want to change it, there's nothing I can do about it. But in the same breath, I just wish they put a little more
complaining. Right. About
it. I just wish there was a little bit more effort in the storytelling. That's really all I could care about. Again, it doesn't expect like I'm not.
And I want models too. I want a new model. Yeah.
But like
you could, they got a shield captain, and they also dropped on us female custodians. Like, you had a some of an opportunity there. You gave us a model. Like,
yeah. No, and I think, I think I definitely can, like I'm visually seeing like a Sister of Silence just taller and with a custodian's helmet. And I visually can definitely say, like, yeah, that's a cool looking model. That'd be a really kind of epic like army, but we don't get that. And honestly, the shield captain that we got is kind of derpy. I don't know why he looks so short. I don't know why he looks so short and like chonky.
He's entering squat territory.
Yeah. So I don't know. Granted, I also went out of the way to make the biggest possible custodian conversion you could. So
yeah, it's awesome too. I haven't seen that thing. I want to see that. For sure.
But like, it doesn't change how I play. Like, I'm not going over there and being like looking at my models. Like,
but you're not burning your custodians.
These
army.
Three are girls and these three are boys. Yeah, I'm not setting flames to them. Not Jesus. Yeah. Too much trim work on that.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yeah, I just think there was an opportunity to. I think they owe their. I think they do owe their fan base, especially the ones who have been, you know, through a lot of the books and the lore, a little bit more than a tweet and.
Yeah.
Like a story, sure. A story from a perspective of a female custodes. Like again, yeah. It has
even
nothing
if they wrote
to do
like,
with her
they
origin.
Are extremely rare because they are almost entirely incompatible beyond what you know. Most people are already incompatible with the like the custodes like platform. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like just sprinkle it in and be like, yeah, they're in there within the 10,000. Not a lot of them, but they're there. And you could like then you know what? Make like release Or then that you could then spin it off to say, like, now a custodes player could maybe say, I have a squad of female custodes wardens, you know, very rare, just five of them. That's kind of like adds a little flavor if you wanted to, but we don't get that. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't get anything. We just got a tweet and a little short story.
Yeah. And
again, that's it.
Again, I for what it's worth, I can at least get behind this more than I can get behind Alien Space Marines, just from a purely aesthetic point of view. Again, like maybe I'm twisted in this way, but like I look at women through a lens of femininity, and that's kind of like, so when I want to paint them, or if I wanted to paint one, or I want to build model or put it on a tabletop, I'd want that grace of elegance to it. And I think it's hard to do in power armor. Like again, I think the Adeptus Sororitas do it well, but again, there's a nice balance of femininity there for me that I would prefer, just as a preference. Again, I don't like.
Yeah, and if there isn't, then what's the fucking point? What is the point?
Exactly. Well,
if they're the same thing, and you can change it and be whatever you want, whenever you want, then what's the big fucking deal?
Right.
Like, what's the point of it?
Exactly, and that's like I mentioned this earlier. It's like, well, we've talked about it. One of the cooler things about modeling and painting is you can kind of develop your own homebrew. Like, I have custodes, and I've got my own like what they're doing. You can inject that shit wherever you want. It just, I don't think you had to be like this official take. Just if you walk up to a table and be like, hey, this is my custodes army, and I actually run them as all females, I'm sitting on the table like, cool, that's your army. I could care less what you call them orcs in there, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I really don't care one way or the other I do care about your lore, but I'm not gonna get outraged you have female custodes in there,
right? But again, I think they just kind of. And like this, and like you said, like in the show now, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. The first custodians you meet in the show will be a female.
Yeah, probably will be, dude.
I'm putting money on it.
Yeah, write that down. Taking bets.
We're gonna have Eisenhorn Cavill, and he's gonna open the door, and there's just gonna be this big ass female custodians, and it's gonna probably be epic. Bitch. But I mean,
yeah, 100%. I want to talk about on the topic of. Of male space marines, or sorry, female space marines. Mm-hmm. I think there's less room in the, not saying, like I said before, they can do whatever they want via Twitter or X now. There's less room in the lore to make female space marines. It has been way more like not overstated, but it's far more prevalent within space marine lore that there are no females than it was in the custodes.
Right.
And the custodes was already pretty bad. Like the Brotherhood Demigod from the Sons of Nobles, you know, it's like always been. Males, but there's, I think, even less room.
Yeah,
in space marine lore.
That's what I think too. I think this they evaluated where they were going to do this, and this was the most logical the way they could do it while blowing up the, you know, least amount of lore.
Yeah, yep. So, there's one thing I want to talk about in the Horus Heresy Black Books, which are these books written by, I can't remember what the hell his name is, but it's like this compendium. And I think they're pre-Horus Heresy. novel series, but it's like this compendium of books that talks about just like more of like a written history rather than like a narrative or a story. And it talks about the custodes, and because we know that the creation of custodes is sort of shrouded very much so in mystery, mostly because the emperor's doing it and it's fucking techno magic science, whatever. It's saying that only one in many thousands of potential candidates prove suitable for undergoing like the most basic of processes in creating a custodian. And we know that they're drawn from the sons of Terran nobles. So like the nobles of the people like on Terra is where their pool of candidates comes from.
Right.
And it's kind of vague as to whether or not like are the candidates assessed beforehand and then put through the trials and how many die in those trials versus are we just taking like massive amounts of the sons of the nobles and just running them through and seeing like we throw in spaghetti at the wall and seeing what fucking sticks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And depending on how that goes, and even if it doesn't, even if it is the more forgiving side where they scan a bunch of them and make a determination of who is capable, and let's say even I don't think it's unreasonable given the scale of 40K that 1,000 Terran nobles have to die to make one custodian.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they expand their pool of which to draw from Terran nobility. Terra is huge, but it's been 10,000 years, and if you're just cycling through thousands of them all the time, like you're going to run out of people, especially if you're doing it with women, because women right. can have, okay, this might be a foreign subject for many Warhammer enjoyers such as myself. I had to do some research on this one, but human reproduction, like one woman can have like one kid per year. If you're really cranking them out, like 1.33, if you really do the math, or if you have twins, you can have two, right?
Yep.
So, but one male can breed, like how many females can a male breed in a year? So the males are infinitely more expendable than the women are.
Right.
So you start eating up the woman nobles, you're going to like very quickly run out of nobles to use for your custodes creation.
Yeah, I know.
That was one of the things that I just thought of, which I doubt Games Workshop even is looking into it that seriously. I think the easiest fix to that would be like, they're not actually just drawing from Terran nobles, they're just drawing from, maybe it's all nobles from across the galaxy. They're going out there. Maybe the Watchers of the Emperor or whatever,
Yep.
The like retired custodians are going, that's like one of the roles they fill. They look for potential candidates and they just send them back to Terra. Here, come with me, buddy. But they're like infants too, so you just have to kind of
kidnap
them.
Didn't even think about it, and like I just think that again is worth the conversation. Like again, like sure they want to be there, fine, but like
yeah,
when, where, how, why?
Yeah, if like, they're gonna get because they do get nitty gritty about the lore. Like mm-hmm. you can expect us to as well.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like you know, yeah, you released six books about you know floating arcs of omen, but yeah. You can't. Charged us $40 a box or a book, but you can't give us like just a few paragraphs on a Warhammer community.
Yep. So I looked it up. Custodes are sterile, much like Astartes. Unfortunately, there is no custodes breeding program.
No.
With the integration of females. That seems like that'd be in the interest.
That seems like that would solve a lot of the issues about,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. I want a detailed description if that does come out.
Oh, Jesus. It's probably on the Reddit page at this point.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. One of the other things I thought about, too, was because much like in the real world, it seems like females, we can kind of deduct that females in 40K are kind of like females in the real world. They're like physically not as strong, don't have as much stamina, less compatible with the warrior role, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when if you can make them a custodes, right, you've sort mm-hmm. of like eliminated the whole gender thing. They're sterile. They're just insane. They're demigods. Like,
yep.
Are they even human anymore? Are they even, what is the point of calling them a male or female? Like, yeah. Does it have a point? Is that even a thing for them anymore?
No,
I think it'd be better if they just said they are neither male, they're custodes. They're not male or female.
I don't think a custodes is looking at another custodes and being like, hey, what's your gender? I think if they made it to this point, they're probably well worth the time of the role, you know, and the rank of being a custodes. Like, it's not easy. Like, that's the point. That's the hardest damn role to get to, you know, like, is to be a custodes. And you don't even really have a choice. If you survive, you become infant. A custodes.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were taken as an infant.
So, yeah, I could really just I don't think I don't think it does matter really. But I have literally muted the Reddit because I just
the
can't.
Reddit, yeah.
I can't scroll through Reddit and just be like,
it's insane.
It's just every other post is there's another take, and that's the disappointing part. And I think that we did a good job here at the beginning of preferences, but we're just regular dudes. This is our opinions on it. And at the end of the day, like it's they're toy soldiers. It's a made up IP. And, yeah. I could care less what you call your models. I could care less how you paint them. I could care less if you want to riot at fucking Games Workshop or demand female custodian models. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I did want to go over some takes. There's one that is like insane.
Okay.
So you've heard of this, this YouTube channel, but I think it's more like a website where people write articles. It's called the Bell of Lost Souls.
Yep. Oh yeah.
So this guy, Abe Opfel over at the Bell of Lost Souls, wrote an article titled Warhammer 40K, Only Bigots Hate Female Custodes.
Cool.
That's not a hot take at all, by the way. So the crux, he writes this big article on how if you don't like female custodes, you're essentially a bigot. Congratulations. You have been dubbed a bigot by Abe. Or Abe or Abe, I don't know. I can't tell nowadays. I'm assuming it's Abe, but who knows. The crux of his argument is that people that don't like female custodes are basically bigots hiding behind the veil of lore interest and lore consistency. brings up a bunch of other lore developments and like retcons, introduction of women that folks have apparently been upset with. I haven't noticed any up, like I've never seen anyone be like, I hate this. He brings up Amara Stardi and the mother of the Primarchs and all that shit. And I don't remember people being upset about that at all. It brings up the Indominus Crusade being like extended at length under it. And I think the addition of Gilliman is in there too. But these are like not retcons just for the sake of inclusivity or anything like that. Yeah. And they're not, they also have like real story implications. Like the Indominus, how much has Games Workshop invested into the Indominus Crusade? Quite a bit, dude. Like there's this book series on it, a box set, Gilliman Returns. Like, crazy shit happens, right? It's still going on.
Yep. Their whole fleet got taken by Khorne. I mean, like, there's written, like, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just, like, this stupid little tweet that just writes off decades of, like, fundamental lore about a certain faction, about some people's favorite faction. Mm-hmm. And so, Abe basically, if you don't like that, Abe essentially calls, I'm assuming, I don't know, it's really hard to gauge where, like, what percentage of people like this and don't like this, and whether, and there's this, like, confusion. Do you like female custodes, or do you not like female custodes, or do you like female custodes and you don't like how they implemented it, or do you like all of it, or do you dislike all of it? I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's, like, multiple little camps you can be in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say if half of hobbyists are, you know, maybe it is half, maybe it's more than half that don't like how this was unveiled. But basically, if you don't like it, you're a bigot, according to Abe. So, you know, slow clap. For Abe, well done.
Yep,
Abe.
Really thought out.
Yeah, we hear your virtue signaling loud and clear. Well done. Of course, you know, Bell of Lost Souls turned the comments off for that post.
So oh,
you can only shit on people in one direction. You can only present your argument one way, and right. No retorts are allowed.
Right. So,
again, well done. Well done, Bell of Lost Souls. Just like we are right now. Yeah. If you want to email us. It's in the episode description.
Yeah, we're open to it. We hold our ground and we listen to, you know, we stand on our opinions. That's who we both are, and like we're also open to other opinions. Like it's not like it's a minor thing in the grand scheme of the world.
Oh, but super minor.
At the end of the day,
I just got called a bigot for having what I think to be a reasonable take on this whole thing. And this guy's, and I think his is maybe a hot take. A bit ridiculous over the top.
Exactly. And then to not take the fire that comes with that is a classy move. And the same thing on the Reddit post, you see the Reddits and people just get absolutely annihilated for having an opinion that's not pro women custodians. And I'm like, I don't think the comment is saying I don't want women in custodians. I think it might just be not a fan of how it was done.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely blind to this because the only women I really know who can talk to about this are my wife and maybe Garrett's wife in passing about these things.
Yeah, I told my wife about it and she was like, "Okay,
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, people are like in outrage. Like the internet is on fire right now.
And she was just like, they don't do this game. So is there an audience out there of women and or of men who are like, yes, finally, thank you. I'm so happy there. And if so, great. I'm happy for you. You got what you wanted, and I hope you paint some really cool armies. But it just seems like, I think you said earlier, it cheap and lazy.
Yeah, I've seen more women from what I can tell, like content creators, that didn't like it.
Really?
They were like, "This. Why would you do this?" Yeah. And the people that, it's hard to say who did like it and who didn't like it, and if you really did want it, then why did you want it, and what everyone's motivations are. But it's just an interesting little, from my personal experience, it's just this little tiny, you know, snapshot into what's going on. But either way, I just hope that this isn't leading to, like, basically what's happened to Star Wars. It seems like this is the start of the sacrifice of like creative freedoms and artworks, like all these like novels and books and pieces of art that came before this. It's like being sacrificed on the altar of identity politics. And it seems like if this is the way we're going. Is Games Workshop going to like rewrite the lore based on whatever direction the fucking wind's blowing that day? I mean, how many more times is this going to change because of modern politics?
Yeah, exactly. And I haven't touched a Star Wars iteration in, I mean, I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, oh, I could go for watching Star Wars, and I was just looking at the like Disney, and I was like, I don't think I've rewatched any of the new movies ever. I think I watched them once and washed my hands of it and moved on. And it's just jammed down your throat. And again, I'm not saying like it needs to be you know, all men and all white. Not the world. Not what we're in. Like, the world is not that way. There's a lot of different backgrounds. But I think forcing a story for the sake of inclusivity or on the altar of involving everybody, like you said, is just cheap. It doesn't write the story because the story makes sense. Write the character because the character has a badass story and people will follow. Like the Fallout series is a great example, right? The lead is a woman, and I loved that series.
It's great.
The second is an African American man. He was a badass Brotherhood of Steel Knight. There's a lot of if you write good stories, nobody cares about this stuff. And I think that's where this is for me coming back to it. If you had a really great story about a female custodian and how they were there and could justify it, I'm never gonna be like, nope. I don't want women in the custodians. I could sit. I'd be like, okay, like that makes sense to me. I like that, or don't like it, whatever. But it's yours.
Yeah, it seems like every time they do this, like Warhammer 40K, it loses a bit of its uniqueness because this is one of the things that it's the grim dark.
Yeah,
100%. It's the grim dark future of the 41st millennium, right? Like, it is an awful, shitty, terrible place to be in that doesn't care about your feelings. It doesn't care about your life, let alone your representation.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like every time it does this, it becomes more and more diluted, more and more milquetoast, less unique. Think about Star Wars. Like, what's the difference between 40K and Star Wars? 40K is just cranked up to fucking 11. And every time you do something like this, you're approaching that Star Wars line. And it makes sense from a business perspective because you're trying to make this more approachable for everybody. Just like Star Wars. Star Wars is so PG.
Yeah.
Like, having someone die, any sort of gruesome death is not shown, or if it does happen, it's shown like a blocked view, like off screen, or like there's something in the way where you just sort of get the idea of what happened to this person, but not really. Like, you get like lightsabers, cauterized wounds, there's no blood, blasters, cauterized wounds, there's no blood. I mean, it's so milquetoast and PG that it's like not an accurate representation of what I think Star Wars should be. And I'm just worried that this is like the start of 40K going in that direction because of whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the reasons I don't collect the Black Templars because I'm a religious nut and I relate to that. I collect them for the exact opposite reason, is that because they're religious nuts, they have this like sheer fanatical violence to them. And like that's not representative of the world. That's not something I'm like crazy about, but like it's an interesting aesthetic and appeal to me in that universe.
Yeah.
This kind of action could easily say like, yeah, we're taking the Templars out because they are too in line with the you know, Christianity Crusades, in the Crusades that were obviously very violent. And I'm like, well, that's just terrible writing. Like, that would just be terrible because the Templars are arguably one of the, you know, a huge impact into the lore of what they, of, you know, the original heresy and, you know,
everything. They're like one of people's favorite factions.
Yeah, they would never do that. But that's the, well, I think the point we're trying to make is that, like, this is a potential, or, you know, we're fearful that this is a step that could then all of a sudden lead to things like that not getting the attention or the same aesthetic that they kind of crave and need, you know, to be represented. And yeah, I mean, to go back to the Star Wars too, they'll never touch it, but the best representation of Star Wars is the Vader, like, comics.
Oh yeah, he's brutal in those.
And if they were to make a movie or representation of that, like, Disney can't touch it. They don't have the stones to do something like that because
balls.
It is, like, not Disney, like, or new Star Wars. It is violence, and but it's the disappointing because I know from my point of view, I would love to see what happened, like, between 3 and 4 when he
was, me too.
Like, all you know is he becomes Vader, and then he's the most feared guy in the galaxy. And that's all you need. That's all you know. And I would love to know, why is he the most feared guy? And there's a comic that does it. And man, is it fucking, I don't see. All I see is 1,000 dead men.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a good line. They won't. They'll never touch that. So
no, I wish they would.
Let's hope 40K is not going in that direction, but I am definitely fearful that it is. Just given the space that they're stepping into, I think it's, again, you know, through the lens of making money, that is the logical decision. Although I say that, but Star Wars hasn't panned out that well. I guess it's like losing money. Like, Disney's kind of like, how are we going to salvage this thing here? Which sucks. Imagine botching Star Wars, dude.
It's crazy to think about. It is crazy to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a layup. Somehow Palpatine returned.
It's a layup. That's a whole other thing. Those are some of the worst written movies. Like, people went through those scripts and be like, yeah, this is, we're going to film on this. And like, no one was like, what?
Wait a sec. What? This is the same, like, big bad adversary / problem since, like, movie 4? Since the original movies? Like, okay, we just reskins.
Yep, and we'll just, and the original bad guy is just, it's fine. We'll just kill him off.
Oh, yeah. So, don't worry about him. I got nothing else to say, really, on female custodes. Not against it. Sum it up. Not against female custodes at all in, like, them existing. Just horrible implementation and just worried 100%. For where this brings, like, what is a spell out for the future of Games Workshop and their future decisions. Yeah. So,
and
let us know if we're completely off our fucking rockers here. Maybe we are. Maybe but, we are. Hey, you have our email. I'm not going to turn my comments off or, you know, not let you email me.
Yeah.
So, you have anything else, Blake?
No, other than I was just going to say, like, you know, just on the sake of the show, like, I think, you know, again, I think Cavill's going to do this right. And I think they're going to protect their IP. I think this is going to be done right. And I do believe this is, you know, it lines up. I just hope, like, this, I think that the show is going to be a really good measuring point on the direction of it. I think if they keep the grim dark, if they keep the grim dark and want to add those things, that makes sense. But if you add all the checkboxes and hit the checkboxes and then forget to add the 40K stuff that makes it 40K, I think we're going to have our answer on where this is going to be going in the next decade.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
Yeah, and again, they're toy soldiers at the end of the day, you know?
They are. And if you want to pretend like you're playing in the 40K of 10 years ago, I mean, you can do that too. You can reject any lore that you want in your head, and no one will really care.
Yeah, I think I'm going to audible to orc custodes. I really do. I think I'm going to put an orc on
custodes.
Yep.
I actually thought about that. Hey, listen, the boys in green are doing great. We're thriving. Yeah. Life's never been better. Well, we'll have never been better in about a week or so.
Yep. So you did get the Stomper box, obviously.
No, I did not. I did not get that. Stomp is cool. Cool centerpiece. But, you know, how many times do you play with a Stomp? You know?
And the new boys. Every time.
The new boys, I'm, like, still totally distraught over the fact that the new boys, they force you to build, you know, a boss. It comes with 10 instead of 11, like the old box did. And then, you know, one of them is the knob, and then four of them have shooters and or a... a big shooter and rocket launcher, and then the other five have choppas and sluggas. And you can't build them any other way.
That's nuts.
Nobody wants boys with shooters. That's dumb.
No.
It doesn't work. Like, they suck. Like, why would you do that?
It's just not orcs either.
It's not orcs. Orcs. Yeah, so those suck. If I do the Green Tide, which sounds just so fun to play, but also horrible to get there.
Oh, boy, yeah.
If I do that, it'll be with the old boys boxes.
What is the detachment you're thinking, though, or leading to?
Oh, the Bully Boys, for sure.
The Bully Boys.
I can actually run that pretty reasonably right now, just with how you give out the War Boss and Knobs keyword. Could do it right now, and Mega Knobs are looking just so... But I think they're going to get nerfed. Or they're going to get hit with...
They're going to get slammed with the points.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There's two rounds of four female pains and five up and vulns. Brutal,
and
dude.
Can't Gaz be with them?
Yeah. And he's giving them plus one to hit, plus one to wound, and lethal hits.
Okay.
Like, oh, that's tough. Up to six of them.
Yep. And
so, and then, okay, so here's another thing. You can take the big mech in mega armor, right? And he brings back one model per command phase. And once per game, you can restore D3, like, lost wounds at the end of a movement phase or something like that. So you're bringing them back, potentially, for more four of female pains or more bodies to chew through.
Jesus.
Every round. And then, you know, four of female pains for only two rounds. But you're hoping by the end of those two rounds of four of female pains, like, you've cleaned enough house that the game's basically over.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the custodian's got a full sister detachment.
Yeah. There you go. Weird. It's your whole sister's the Silence Army, which, by the way, only have six models in their whole range. There's no room to add female models anywhere, guys. Not that they're adding one anyway. I don't know. It's like, yeah. Anyhow.
I think that's like, holy, like God bless you for painting that many Sisters of Silence. We saw that gentleman who did it at the tournament a few years back. The army was spectacular, but man, that was a labor of love for sure.
Yeah, and he just decided he was going to do that like a couple months before the tournament. Like,
and I can't imagine. I can't imagine he did well with that. Didn't you like?
Like, well, the orcs really just stomped on him pretty hard.
Yeah,
well, you know, because I had almost the same amount of bodies as he did, and you know, just wounding everything on twos, like, jeez. Just tough.
Yeah, tough day. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna have to dive in the books. I think the custodians have still plenty of bite, but they're definitely not gonna be losing the four up to dev is and more wounds is I think.
Yeah.
Is
they're, I think they're suffering from the same problem Dark Angels did, and the Codex was written before 10th edition even released.
Well, here's the thought, though. And somebody, you know, one of the guys I was listening to brought this up. Would you rather have Codex creep? And I don't think I would.
No,
I think I'm okay with bad Codexes. I think I'm okay with some Codexes coming out and just not being powerhouses. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, because I don't think it's about, well, for me personally. Like, if you're the person that wants to win, you can, and that's your most concern, you can chase the meta and do whatever you want. It's changing so fast now. By the time you have, if you're like an insane person that buys new models, like new armies, just to chase the meta, you don't care about you don't care what they look like. You don't care about the lore or anything like that. Like, most people are in it for like the rule of cool. This shit is awesome. I think it's cool. Like, I think the Deathwing's cool. I think Terminators are really cool. Yep. So I'm doing Terminator. I like Orcs. I like Knights. Obviously, if you can tell, that's the shit that I like. So to me, I would rather not have the power creep. And I think it's all solvable with a conversation with your opponent before you go into the game.
100%.
And before you like make a list and like decide what you're going to take.
Yeah.
So no, I'm totally against the power creep thing.
Yeah. So I think and there's, again, the loudest people are again, like, you got to pick a lane. Like, you either be okay with the book not being great or just chase
it. It does suck. Now, don't get me wrong. It does suck. When, especially if you have a whole army, a big army, and your book comes out, and it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but like,
if you're one of those people that's in the middle ground of liking the hobby but also want to be competitive, that would suck.
But I don't think the orcs got, like, the orcs got a great codex, but I also think it steers right into their personality, too. Like, that's what, like, their attachments are, like, very orky and very...
They're awesome.
Like the Death Dread one is just... This pushing the button is just so orky, and I love that everything just becomes hazardous the whole time you press it. Like,
yeah. There's a way to make the Stompa, I guess, really nasty in that one.
I bet, yeah. But, like, with the Death Guard, too, like, I'm hoping that they just give flavor. Like, just... That's all I really...
I'm excited to see that one.
I just want them to give it flavor. Like, I'm not, if there's one great detachment, fine. But if there's like three other detachments that are like bad, but like you can just like spam Poxwalkers or Demon Engines or Typhus's detachment, like that'd be cool. I just want flavor, and I want it to be like represented on what they are as an army. And
yeah,
I think that's kind of my grievance with the Custodes is I think they just steered too much into the Sisters of Silence. I think a blended one was fine. I don't think they needed a whole one. I think that I'm like, man, I would love to have just had like another Shield host.
Yeah, yeah, same. It's just not many Sisters of Silence armies out there,
right? And I think that's the other thing too. If they're gonna do the Sisters of Silence detachment, crank out a few new models for it then.
Yeah, that's yeah, that, exactly.
Like, just crank out like maybe just another squad or maybe another HQ. You know, give them maybe some sort of armor that they can use.
Something,
I don't, like something. That was kind of my thing about it.
Yeah,
but that's it. I'm
we vented, guys. We did it. We got through. We did Custodes. Hopefully, we aren't canceled. Maybe yeah. We are. This might be the last you hear of us. We might go to Warhammer Retreat next weekend and get killed and buried on the premises somewhere. You'll never hear from us again.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. So. Maybe.
You never know.
As long as I get a treehouse, that's fine. Treehouse beer, that's fine.
As long just as one. I'm fucking got treehouse in my veins, I'm good. Be a happy camper. All right.
Yeah. No. And if you have your thoughts and your opinions, we'll hear them out. And you know, I think my biggest thing is, you know, as hard as it on the internet, just be respectful. That's what we'll do back too. If you guys have something you want to say.
No, yeah, there are people on the other end of it. If you know, I mean, it is really easy to hate the person that's there because they're not actually in front of you and get the shoot looking at a screen. So try not to do that.
Yeah, like
if you're a madman.
If we've said it several times, we're just everyday dudes. We go to work on Monday. We work hard until Friday, and then we hope that Sundays and Saturdays are reasonably spread out.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, they go by in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, so just and for what it's worth, I have two daughters, so I'm already
pro women
all the time. So
yeah,
going to PTA or PTA things to make sure they get equal sports and all that stuff.
Yeah, yep.
All right,
guys, make sure you check out the Warhammer Retreat. This is your last week to buy tickets to go to it. It's going to be a great time. I saw a comment where someone said it was their most favorite Warhammer event of the year. It's this next weekend, April 26th, I think, April 26th to the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. And Treehouse.
Go check it out. And Treehouse. We're advertising for Treehouse now, too.
Greatest beer ever. I cannot wait.
Door prizes. You walk through, you get stuff. Kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Then you can win other stuff. Painting, I think, competition, not like you don't submit entries. Just sort of like judged on an army-wide level. Yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening. Maybe, hopefully, we will see you again.
Hopefully, yep.
Hopefully. All right, peace out.